to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. The time in our studio right now is 10:30 a.m. and I have signed in for the segment Soul Inspirations. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And at the very outset, dear listeners, as always, let us all place our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, the time is 10:30, as I said, and I have already signed in. It's because Sister Karuna is away and she had pre-recorded her segment. There was a short conversation with the Vidya Vahini team. And today's conversation was the second part of the conversation, which was continuation from the first part. And the first part was aired last week. And this conversation is not yet over. It will be continued next week also as the third part. Alright, so today I have logged in half an hour earlier and we have got 1 hour for the segment Soul Inspirations. So today is 17th of January and the festival season of annual sports and cultural meet of Swami's educational institutions and Makar Sankranti festival season is almost over. So last 1 week we had seen many activities and cultural programs happening in Sai Kuranth Hall. It started with the sports meet which happened on 11th of January and after 12th there were cultural programs by different campuses of Swami's University and also by the schools. So on 12th, there was cultural program by Sri Sat Sai Higher Secondary School and 13th, 14th, 15th, there were cultural programs by the different campuses of Swami's University, that is by the Brindavan campus, Prashant Nilayam campus and Muddiyanahalli campus and also Anandapur campus. And yesterday there was a cultural program by the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music. And all these cultural programs and also the sports meet were captured live and it was webcast live. I hope you all have seen the program from our website radiosai.org or from Radio Sai's YouTube channel and also it was also there on Facebook Live. And if you have missed watching any of this program, dear listeners, I urge you to go to Radio Sai's YouTube channel and have a look at them. Many dramas by the different campuses and also the sports meet which happened on 11th, the morning program and evening program. Everything is there on Radio Sai's YouTube channel. Alright, now let's come to the segment Soul Inspirations. So, as always, I have got for you the audio of the episodes of the video series Golden History. And today I'll be playing for you a few of the episodes. In between these episodes, there will be bhajans which I'm going to play for you. And I'll be, in fact, also speaking in between. I'll share with you a few experiences that Swami students had with Swami, which gives invaluable lessons for us, for all of us to learn. All right, so let's start with an episode from the video series Golden History.
Thank you.
If not for us, who else could have rendered such impeccable service for 4 long months to the hallowed sage Durvasa and his entourage of 10,000 disciples?
It is true, Suyodhana. Hospitality is the hallmark of the Kuru dynasty.
My dear Bhanje Suyodhana, hospitality is the best way to end hostilities. This is the best chance that you have to annihilate the Pandavas once and for all.
Gandhar Naresh, for once, let us fight like Kshatriyas on the battlefield. Suyodhana, let us end this conflict in a royal way.
Radheya, a simple throw of dice had achieved what your arrows could not. Do not underestimate the power of statecraft, Karna.
Yes, Karna. Mama Shri is correct. So tell me, Mama Shri, what do you have in mind?
Suyodhana, use Durvasa's Agraha as the Astra against the Pandavas. Let the curse at the tip of the Rishi's tongue become the bane for the Pandavas and a boon for the Kauravas. The Rishi is mighty pleased with your hospitality and will definitely grant you a boon.
Understood, Mama Shri. Leave the rest to me.
Yuvraj Suyodhan.
Pranams, Munivarya.
Ayushman Bhava.
Dushasana, did you make the arrangements for the Mahatma's rest?
Every arrangement has been made, brother. And I have personally...
Do not take any more pains for me, Vats. It's time for me to leave. I am extremely pleased with your devotion. Ask. Ask from me any boon, no matter how valuable or hard. I shall grant it.
Munivarya, the opportunity to serve saints like you is itself a blessing. But I have one small request. Just as you blessed us with your darshan, it is my desire that my brothers, the Pandavas, too must be given a chance to serve your lotus feet. And...
Suyodhana, do not hesitate. Rishi Maharaj is benevolence personified. He will definitely heed your prayer.
One last request. Please visit the Pandavas only after Sister Panchali has had her meal.
So be it. I shall definitely bless the Kaunteyas with my visit.
Very soon, the Pandavas will be burnt to ashes in the fire of Durvasa's temper. And Yuvraj Suyodhan will become
Maharaj Suyodhan.
Agraja, with every passing day of exile, my mace is getting more and more eager to cleanse the Bharatvarsha of the evil Kauravas. If only you would have permitted, I would have finished the task long ago.
Bhimasena, have patience.
If we too are ruled by the surging emotions instead of the inner conscience, what is the difference between us and Duryodhana? This is a trial of fire from which we shall emerge purified.
But what about the comforts in which our evil cousins are rejoicing and the misery in which we are languishing?
Bhima, as our beloved Vasudeva has said,
That too shall pass. This too shall pass.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Munivarya, what a pleasant surprise. Your visit to our humble hermitage has sanctified all our lives.
Dharmaraj, all the pleasantries can wait. First, my 10,000 disciples and I are suffering from intense hunger. Make arrangements for food to be served. We will go to the river for a bath and return.
But Agraja, it is well past noon. Panchali must have had her food by now, and the power of the Akshaya Patra would be over for the day.
Then how are we going to serve the massive retinue of the sage? He has a short temper, and moreover, he is hungry. God knows what terrible curse he will hurl on us.
Draupadi? Draupadi?
Natha, what is the matter?
Devi, Maharshi Durvasa has arrived with his disciples. If we are not able to feed them, we are bound to be cursed by him.
But Swami, how are we going to feed them? I have already had my lunch.
What is this play of destiny, Agraja? The ruler of the world and torchbearer of righteousness, unable to feed a single hungry Brahmin?
Bhima, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. One who follows dharma shall never be harmed.
And where there is dharma, there is Krishna. He is our sole refuge. Shri Krishna. Krishna,
Madhusudana,
Janardana,
Keshava, Sodari Panchali.
Krishna,
I am very hungry. Please serve me some food.
Even now you are testing us, Krishna. Hey Hridayavasi, you know our inner torment. Please rescue us.
First feed me, then we will discuss all your problems.
There is nothing left, Vasudeva. Only the empty vessel and our empty hands.
I don't believe that. There must be something. At least a grain of rice. Get the vessel, sister.
Vrajishnur bhojanam bhota sahishnur jagadadijaha
May this leaf satisfy not only me, but the entire universe. Bhimasena, go and fetch the venerable sage and his disciples. Do not accept any excuses from them. Did you understand?
Understood, Vasudeva. Years of your company has rubbed a little bit of mischief in me too.
Krishna, Apat Bandhava, you have rescued us yet again. Any words of gratitude would fail to quantify your infinite love for us.
It is not just love, Dharmaja. It is my duty too. For those who have contemplated on me ceaselessly, their protection and well-being becomes my responsibility.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Gurudeva. Gurudeva. Though we have eaten nothing, our stomach seemed to be bursting with food. Help us, Gurudeva. Help us.
What nonsense are you talking? Just a few minutes back, you were so hungry. Now, what happened?
Shiv Shiva.
Pranams, Munivarya. Agraja has prepared a variety of dishes to serve you, Your Holiness. Please bless us by accepting our hospitality.
Bhimasena, there is no place in my stomach even for a single grain of rice. I am not even in a position to walk.
Maharshi, if you don't mind, I shall carry you on my back and take you to the hermitage in a moment.
Please leave me, Bhimasena. Understand my plight. I cannot accept your invitation.
That is not possible, Munivarya. My brother will take me to task if I reach the hermitage without thy hallowed self. By the way, Madhusudana is also waiting for you.
Madhusudana? Krishna? Now I understand that this is all your divine Leela, Lord. I was tricked by that evil Duryodhana who convinced me with all sweet words soaked in hypocrisy.
That dusht Duryodhana again?
All those who have sent me here with evil intentions will be destroyed. Please send my sincere apologies to Vasudeva. As long as he is by your side, crisis will shudder to come near you. Vijayi Bhava. Sri Krishna Kripa Katakcha Siddhirastu.
Sai Rama, Sai Krishna, Sai Rama Krishna.
साई अर्थ बाबा शिरडी सत्य साई Shirdi Sai Parthi Baba Shirdi Satya Sai Durga Mata Lakshmi Mata Lakshmi Mata
Durga Mata Lakshmi Mata
Satya Sai Mata
Satya Sai Mata
Sarvanam Swarupa Sai
Sarvanam Swarupa Sai
Jai Rama Krishna Shirdi Sai Parthi Baba Shirdi Satya Sai
Tune in to Sai
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Salam, dear listeners, and once again, a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. This is a segment, Soul Inspirations. The time in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and today is 17th of January. The weather in the ashram is quite pleasant. It's a bit cold in the mornings, but as the day progresses, there will be bright sunshine. So as we go on in this segment, Soul Inspirations, well, I'm going to share with you all now an experience that a student had with Bhagwan. And through this experience, Bhagwan teaches a very beautiful message. The message that he stresses upon through this experience is an answer for the question, that is, does God call the qualified, or he qualifies whom he calls? So the experience goes like this. This experience happened long ago. And Professor Kasturi was there at the time. So it must be during 1980s. So one Swami gave an interview to the collector and his wife. And after the interview, Swami sent them out. And Swami called a boy, gave him a sari, and Swami told him to give it to the collector's wife who had just gone out. So this boy comes out of the interview room, but Swami had not told him where they had gone. So he was wondering as to where this collector and his wife had gone. So he comes out of Cyclone Hall, and then he gets a yukti. An intelligent thought. He thinks, well, those days, whenever devotees used to come to have Swami's darshan, they used to stay inside the ashram and they were given accommodation from the accommodation office. So he gets a yukti, why not go to the accommodation office and find out the room where the collector and his wife were staying. So he goes to the accommodation office, finds out the room number where they were staying, and he directly goes to the room where they're staying, but he finds the room to be locked. And as we know, there will be one sevadal for every building in the ashram. So he asks the sevadal about the collector and his wife. And the sevadal says, see, their car is parked here. So the car was parked there, and the boy sees the car. And they were not there in the room. So that means that they are still in Parthi. They have not left Prashant Hindlayam. So another yukti comes. Another intelligent thought comes to the student, the boy. He starts thinking, okay, this couple have left Sai Kulant Hall. They are not there in their room. But they are in Parthi. They have not yet left Parthi. So where might they be? He starts questioning. So another intelligent thought comes to him saying, generally those days after Swami's darshan in the morning, devotees used to go to South Indian canteen to have their breakfast. So he goes to a South Indian canteen, and there he finds out from the people there that the collector and his wife had just now come to the canteen, had their breakfast and left. Now, the couple, they are not in Cyclone Hall, they are not in their accommodation room, they are not in South Indian canteen, but their car is still there. That means they have not yet left Prashant Nilayam, but where they will be. So another yukti, an intelligent thought comes to him, that those days, before leaving Prashant Nilayam, after having Swami's darshan, people used to go and meet Professor Kasturi in his residence. So he starts thinking that this couple would have gone to Professor Kasturi's house. And he goes to Professor Kasturi's house and he finds the collector and his wife with Professor Kasturi. And then he takes the sari and he goes to collector's wife and tells her that Swami has given the sari to give it to you as prasadam. And collector's wife very reverentially takes the sari. And then this boy comes back to Saikulanth Hall and he finds that Swami is still there just outside the interview room, and there were many boys around Swami, and he wanted to join the boys, sit among the boys. And as he is walking near the group of boys, Swami looks at him and points to him with his finger. And all the other boys look at this boy and they have a laugh. After that, Swami goes inside into a room. Then this boy student comes and sits with the other boys. And he asks the boy as to why they were all laughing seeing this boy. Then the boy said, "See, from the time you left with the sari from Cyclone Hall, Swami was telling us moment by moment what you are doing, what thoughts you are getting. Swami was giving a live commentary of what you are doing. Swami said you went outside, you were getting a thought that you should go to the accommodation office, and you went to the accommodation office and found out the room where this collector and his wife were staying. He went to the room." So like this, Swami was giving the entire live commentary of moment by moment of what you are doing. And as you came inside, Swami pointed to you and told, "Yeah, the boy has come." That's why we all laughed. Well, after that, Swami called this boy inside into your room. And then Swami said, "See, when I give work to someone, I also give the strength to accomplish the work." So saying, Swami confirmed. Swami answered the question, that is, does God call the qualified, or he qualifies whom he calls? And the answer is, he qualifies whom he calls. He gives the work and also gives the strength to accomplish the work. So this is a very beautiful experience which I like the most, and I thought I will share with you all in today's Soul Inspiration segments. Okay, let's continue with the segment Soul Inspiration, and now we'll be listening to another episode of the video series Golden History, the audio of a new episode of video series Golden History. Let's have a listen.
The next step on the spiritual ladder is to give up all dharmas and take refuge in Him. He then absolves you of all sin and secures victory for you. The Pandavas had only one dharma, and that was to follow Krishna. And Krishna in turn saved them from unseen dangers, like the vow of Bhishma on the 8th day of Kurukshetra.
Pranams Pitamaha. Pranams Guruvari.
Yashasvi Bhava.
Ayushman Bhavatsa. Pitamaha and I were discussing about tomorrow's battle formation.
Suyodhana, I fail to conceive any reason for your nocturnal venture. Is there any crisis that we fail to foresee?
We are amidst the greatest battle of our times. What greater crisis could we hope for? Oh, grandsire, every day becomes a lost trail of my victory, and the arrogance of the Pandavas doesn't seem to abate.
In your fragile, impatient temperament, you refuse to see the dwindling numbers of your enemy. Regiments of their soldiers are being dispatched to Yamaloka.
But, Pitamaha, what is the use of slaughtering herds of sheep, leaving the roaring lions to prowl? The sons of Pandu are making merry under your watchful eyes, O Supreme Commander.
The Kaunteyas are an invincible force, shielded further by the presence of Vasudeva. I have already told you, I shall not kill the sons of Pandu. In fact, they cannot be killed by anyone.
Pitamaha, sometimes I wonder on whose side you're fighting, ours or theirs.
I am not fighting on any side, Suyodhana. I am fighting on the side of Hastinapura.
Then will you allow Hastinapura to go down on its knees in submission to the enemy? I can sense a treacherous surprise willing to surface any moment.
Control your violent impulses, Suyodhana. Your immature emotions must not tarnish the blemishless persona of Pitamaha. The world knows about his terrible vows and his unparalleled loyalty to Hastinapura.
Forgive him, Gurudeva. He has already lost 24 brothers to the malicious mace of Bhima. He harbored false dreams of victory under the Pitamaha's banner, only to wake up in a terrible nightmare.
Do not try to test my composure with your wit and sarcasm, Gandhar Naresh. Wagging tongues do not win wars. Blazing arrows do.
But none of your arrows seem to have done any harm to the Pandavas, Pitamaha. Lay down your arms and take rest. Let me test the invincibility of the Pandavas.
You take rest, Radheya. Have you forgotten your cowardly flight at Dvaitavana and your shameful defeat in the Virata War? An Ardharati discoursing me on the vagaries of victory.
Enough is enough, Pitamaha. As the representative of the king, this is my order. Leave the battlefield and let Karna take your place.
After I put my life on stake for you, this is the honor that you wish to bestow on me. A day has come when the loyalty of Gangaputra Bhishma is being questioned. All right. Let my soul shatter and my vow be falsified. I shall blot the sun with my arrows and bring the wrath of Rudra to shame. I will be the prophet of doom for the Pandavas if that is what destiny demands of me.
Huh? Arjuna, you seem to be in some deep thought. I hope I am not intruding.
Where does the question of intrusion arise for the omniscient one, O Vasudeva? Your arrival is the only happy moment I can relish at this juncture. Every other thing is bitter about this war, Krishna. The fury of Pitamaha has further sunk the morale of our army.
And the goal of victory seems to be more elusive than ever.
I think you should have opted for the Narayani Sena Partha. Instead, you chose this unarmed charioteer who is becoming a burden on you all.
Hey Sanathana Sarathi, I shall never regret the choice I have made. If it is our destiny to lose, we would be more than happy to lose by your side. The glory of victory pales to insignificance in front of your divine company.
Then what about your terrible vows? Is it not your dharma to keep up your vows? Or are you ready to forsake them?
We have no greater dharma other than your word, Keshava. Let your will shape our destiny.
Arjuna, the garland of victory shall continue to elude you as long as Ganga Putra Bhishma holds his bow. My mission is to secure the victory of dharma. Dharma is on your side, and so am I. It is time for enactment of a play that shall secure victory for an army and emancipation of a devotee. Listen to me carefully, sister. The fate of your husbands, as well as the war, lies in your hands. Be very careful while dealing with Pitamaha. Panchali, your sandals may make noise and alert Pitamaha. Leave them here and go.
Krishna, you carrying my sandals?
Just do as I say. Go now.
Pranams, O revered one.
Ayushman Bhava. So Bhagyavati Bhava. All right, my child. Dirghas Mangali Bhava. Who are you, daughter? And what do you want?
What else can a poor daughter-in-law ask for? Except for blessings, Pitamaha.
Draupadi, you? What brings you here, Putri, at this dark hour?
Dark times provoke desperate attempts, Pitamaha. You blessed me as a Sumangali. I pray that you uphold the blessings.
So, hearing of my declaration to kill your husbands, you have extracted a blessing very cleverly from me. This act definitely bears the signature of a divine endeavor with perfect execution. Hey Jagannataka Sutradhari, Madhusudana, where are you? Come out of your hiding and present yourself.
Pranams, Pitamaha.
Hey Yashodhanandan, you have not yet lost your mischievous touch. See, what a precarious predicament you have forced me into.
Is protecting your grandsons, who are fighting for dharma, a predicament, Pitamaha? In fact, I am also helping you in fulfilling the blessing of victory you conferred on Yudhishthira on the first day of war.
All right, Vasudeva. Let it happen as you will. My dear daughter, shed all your worry. Who can harm your husbands when the protector of the universe has taken it upon himself to protect them? In fact, the very thought to harm them is enough. He will devise some ingenious plan and bail them out of trouble.
Draupadi, now you may leave. Here, wear your sandals and go. Pitamaha and I have some unfinished matter left.
Hey Bhakta Paradhina, when the entire universe moves according to your will, you submit yourself to your devotee's will you are prepared to carry even the dusty sandals of a bhakta. If only I were the dust on Panchali's sandals, I would have been liberated by your touch. Vasudeva, can you hear a plea from this old man?
Pitamaha, a devotee need not plead with me. He can command me.
Then relieve me from the shackles of this earthly bondage, Vasudeva. This war ceases to be a war to me anymore. It is a dharma sankata that is tearing me apart from within. End this suffering once and for all, Krishna. Have mercy on me.
Bhishma, you are the very personification of Shanta Bhakti. My very kartavya is to protect the virtuous and punish the wicked. You perform your duty, and I shall perform mine.
One of the salient features of the Sri Satya Sai system of integral education is the harmonious blossoming of the head, the heart, and the hand. Intellectually sharp, physically sound, and spiritually aware, this is how every student should shine. And one glorious illustration of this grooming is the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions that happens on the 11th of January every year in Prashantinilayam. It is an eye-popping display of physical agility, mental stability, and indomitable faith in the power of divinity within. Every year sees adventurous and lovely, innovative and lively events being offered to Bhagwan, many of them needing great courage and actually months and years of practice. But Bhagwan's students pick up and perform them in just 15 days. One such vibrant display was the performance of Lion Dance by the students in 2002. It was a Herculean task to master this art in 2 weeks, but for the students, nothing is impossible. With Swami, everything is Him possible. And Swami's deep involvement in this, right from the practice sessions, was the highlight of this offering. In fact, in a moving discourse, Swami Himself recalled an anecdote that happened during the rehearsal session.
Darjeeling boy, he lines dance lopala poddanna kudanu venaka Swami ki aashcharyakaramainatvanti okka drushyanni nirupinchalani paiki ekkadu 12 adugula paiki. అక్కడ నుంచి జారి పడ్డాడు. పడేటప్పటికి మెడ చాలా వాచిపోయింది. అప్పుడు నాయన, నీవు కొన్ని దినాలు రెస్ట్ తీసుకో, నీ స్థానానికి ఇంకొక నందించమని చెప్పాను. అబ్బాయి చెప్పాడు, స్వామి, నా జీవితం మీ నిమిత్తమే ఏర్పడినటువంటిది, నీకు అర్పితం కాకుండా ఇంకొకరికి ఈ స్థానంలో నేను ఎట్లా చోటిస్తాను, కట్టుబట్టి సాధిస్తానని చెప్పని ప్రమాణం చేశాడు. దీక్షకై నాకెంతయో మనసు ఆనందపడింది. నేను చేయి పెట్టి మెడపైన తిద్ది ఇంకా సరిపోతుంది పోమన్నాను. వారి వారి సంకల్పంను పురస్కరించుకుని నా యొక్క సంకల్పం కూడాను అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వస్తుంది. కట్టగడపటికి ఆ స్థానంలో ఆ అబ్బాయే దీనికి తగినటువంటి ప్రదర్శన చేసి చాలా ఆనందపరిచాడు.
జస్ట్ లైక్ దిస్ డార్జిలింగ్ బాయ్, ఇఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ బీట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సాయి, if we do everything only to bring a smile on his face, then our lives will become a series of celebrations of his miraculous presence. In fact, the universe will rearrange itself to ensure that His love protects us like the eyelids protect the eye.
Prana ante pillalandarki pranamu.
Boys take Bhagavan as their very life.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధంగా డిసప్పాయింట్ కాకూడదు.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి డిసప్పాయింట్.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధమైన అనానుకూలములు సంభవించకూడదు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఫేస్ ఎనీ ఇన్కన్వీనియన్సెస్.
పిల్లలందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉండాలి.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ బి సేఫ్ అండ్ సెక్యూర్.
పిల్లలే నా ప్రాపర్టీ అని అనేక పర్యాయం చెప్పారు.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
కనుక పిల్లలు క్షేమంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు క్షేమము.
When boys are secure, Bhagavan.
పిల్లలు ఆనందంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు ఆనందము. అంత తల్లి కంటే వెయ్యి తల్లుల ప్రేమ కంటే ఎక్కువగా చూస్తుంటాడు స్వామి. దంట ఇంట కంట ఉండి అన్ని విధానం నిన్ను సంరక్షిస్తాడు.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ విత్ యూ, ఇన్ యూ, అబౌవ్ యూ, బిలో యూ, అరౌండ్ యూ, అండ్ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ యూ.
మీ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
హూ ఇస్ యువర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్? గాడ్ ఈజ్ యువర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్.
पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ. मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ. छोड़ दो हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो. तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो. गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. अरे गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ. वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ. दिल में बसने वाली साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ. अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी राम बजो रहीम बजो,
राम बजो रहीम बजो,
राम बजो रहीम बजो,
राम बजो रहीम बजो।
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो,
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो,
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो,
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो।
राम बजो रहीम बजो,
राम बजो रहीम बजो।
बजो
बुद्ध महावीर नाम बजो,
बुद्ध महावीर नाम बजो। सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई बजो, एक है साई नाम भजो,
एक है साई नाम भजो,
एक है साई नाम भजो,
एक है साई नाम भजो।
राम बजो रहीम बजो,
राम बजो रहीम बजो।
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो,
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो,
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो,
ईश्वर साई नाम बजो।
राम बजो रहीम बजो,
राम बजो रहीम बजो।
सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई बजो,
सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई बजो।
एक है साई नाम बजो,
एक है साई नाम बजो,
एक है साई नाम बजो,
एक है साई।
राम भजो रहीम बजो।
a single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.